What is real life? I had a friend once tell me that real life is a PowerPoint presentation. What if real life was a PowerPoint presentation? What if everything had a message attached to it? Even now. What if your brain is constantly simplifying to find the gold? What are you facilitating? And how are you facilitating? This is your life, and I truly hope that you are committed to your life. See, nothing has ever happened by chance, not in your life, no. In your life, things have happened by design, especially when it seemed like it was coming out of nowhere. In the end, in the now, you are still alive, and you are an essential being on the planet today. So I thank you. I thank you, and I hope you enjoy the ride that we're in for. Welcome back to the Wake Up and Smell the Miracles podcast. My name is Jonathan Navi. I am your grateful host, and it feels oh so good to be back, and I'm here to remind you that a miracle is not an exception to the rules. It is the natural order of things. When miracles don't happen, that's the exception. Allow yourself to begin to realize that you are miraculous. You are magical. Nothing is too good to be true. Nothing. Zero. Zip. It's all true, and it's all for you. Let's get started. I am so excited for today's episode. It has been a few months since we last visited. Let's pretend like no time has passed. Let's get right into it, because I'm excited to share some insights with you. I'm excited to share time with you. I value your time. You are important. You are the main character of your story, and you've stopped by to listen for a few. And I appreciate that. So I want to give you as much magic, as much suggestion, as much goodness as possible in the short time that we have together. As we know, time is just an illusion. Whether you're listening to this on the day it comes out, or you're listening to it years later, it is being delivered to your ears on perfect timing. Which brings us to today's magical topic, a great topic that I love to live, that I love to experience, and I hope that you enjoy and have awareness to experience it as well. This little thing called perfect timing. I was listening to something earlier that really sparked this momentous occasion to talk about perfect timing, because perfect timing always is, always will, and you cannot tinker with that even if you wanted to. I like to quote my friend Bethany Clear, who introduced me to a quote that I have continued to use many, many years later, and I have shared this with you before. That is, if it's meant to be, there's nothing you can do to screw it up. It's literally impossible. And when it comes to that meant to be, we're talking about that relationship. We're talking about that job. We're talking about that opportunity to do something. When plans get canceled, it may suck because your expectations were that you were going or doing something important to you. And when they get canceled, my goodness, what were you just saved from? Can you turn your radar to gratitude? I know it's not easy. We're still human. And that's why spaced repetition of these suggestions and an intentional practice will lead you to a life where you start to be more aware of the perfect timing constantly, abundantly, all around you. And then it allows you to sit and live from this gratitude that, yeah, even though there's traffic when I didn't expect it, even though that friendship didn't work out, even though I quit or got fired from a job, it was all in God's perfect timing, divine timing, all in accordance with natural and cosmic law. Because see, You may or may not know this. You have already been initiated into the path of your destiny. Do you know how I know this? I know this because you are listening to these words. Something brought you to this wake up and smell the miracles landscape. Because the point is to look around at how lucky you are to be alive right now. Right now, always, because we only have right now. Even the beginning of this podcast does not exist in this now moment. Only these words and you listening to it, whether you're in your car, in your bed, in the shower, wherever you like to get your wake up and smell the miracles groove on, it is only this now moment. The beginning of that sentence is already gone. The point of this conversation is already here because it is a fluid movement into what can and shall be. And the more you begin to appreciate it, the more it unravels in even more synchronicity, that perfect coinciding of events, of interactions. I don't wish things were different in any way, because every single encounter, every single heartbreak, every single hardship, every time I've been broke, has led me to this mindset of fullness, of prosperity and appreciation for what is. If I hadn't picked up those books so long ago, well, let's go a little bit further back. If I hadn't been an alcoholic at such a young age and driven to the point to stop drinking at the age of 21 for 88 days, and if I hadn't said yes to an opportunity that was presented to me, if I hadn't said yes, 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 right? And if I would have said no, sure, sliding doors, some other circumstance, some other scene would have been perfect. But I am speaking to the life that I recall living, the life that I recall taking the journey on. See, the path is a circular cycle. Excuse my little jumble mumble. It is cyclical. It goes in phases. And it goes around and around, and it can go in an ascending manner or a descending. Or if you want to use a bar graph as an example, you're going to keep moving to the right as we're looking at the bar graph. And you're going to go up, but you're going to dip. But you're not going to dip so much that you go back to the beginning. You keep going up and dipping, going up and dipping, like stairs. So you're always on an upward spiral. And from this upward spiral, from more awareness, if you just add 5% more awareness to your day every life, if you just intend something that is meaningful and important to you every day, you will see massive quantum leaps and exponential growth. And that's the good stuff, because I love talking about compressing time frames. I love embodying full immersion, especially when you're learning something new. I know that I am there when I start dreaming about the thing that I am currently learning. And a lot of people don't like that. A lot of people are like, I need to compartmentalize. And that's okay to do so. I feel like I get a check mark, a checkpoint. Okay, you've understood enough that you are now dreaming of the thing, whether it's a new job, a new relationship, a new focus of study. It's all in divine perfect timing. If I hadn't read those books, if I hadn't gone to those events, if I hadn't met the people that I've had and built long-lasting relationships with, I would have never met my wife. I would have never inherited the stepchildren that I get to raise, to care for, and to show up as a father figure for. So I am grateful for absolutely every opportunity, every yes, every no, every beauty, every ugly that has come before. And I share that to share with you, to perhaps get you to start thinking in this way, to perhaps close a window and open a door confidently, knowing that when you open that door, if it slams shuts, ain't no thing. That door wasn't for you. If you open that window and the breeze is perfect, you can chill in your home and just enjoy the breeze. If you open another door, it doesn't shut. You're able to walk through, and you can confidently just walk through it, because you know in your heart, you're living from your truth. You're living from your vision. That's another thing. Adding vision, adding context and intention to your life, that gives meaning to the perfect timing of things. To be awake on every level. Isn't that the meaning of being alive? Really? No arguments, no settling. Remember good old-fashioned cosmic teamwork? Open your mind and arms and spread your wings to stand and grant your energy. Grant your energy freely to inhabit, embody, and flourish as brand new this moment energy. Your level of freedom always shows on your face. Your current consciousness is perfection. Your unconscious reveals the truth of your wild side, the yearning still traveling within and around your being. Perhaps you see a sign for a new direction, and open wide all your actively expressed stories that run through your mind like a highway. An erotic and graphic revelation when you start looking. Bring awareness to the sub-narrative being shared. Are you aware of the sub-narrative? Perhaps it's time to investigate. Start looking. Continue looking. When was the last time you rendered and confirmed your existence? If you look at the perfect timing of your life, of how everything had to intricately happen, then you will remember to confirm your existence because you matter. Are you due for an update, upgrade? See, fantasies always come through, manifesting as good or faulty. Is an irregular desire states an unchecked discrepancy, evolution that's ever changing. Judgment calls and ways to see things, rotating judgments. See, there's nothing wrong with any of it. There's nothing wrong with being in the phase of your life where you're a piece of crap, because that happens. I say that to perhaps put a halt to judgments. I've been guilty of judging people as pieces of crap when they behave a certain way. That, for me, is evidence. And in the perfect timing of everything, they're on their own perfect timing too. They're still becoming. That's not their end state. Circumstances don't matter. Only states of being matter, meaning your state of being tends to create a frequency that generates an experience that we then label good or bad. So to open your heart with compassion, open your mind with love, we must remember that everybody is still becoming. Everybody is just in a certain phase, because it gets exhausting pointing out and placing attention on crappy happenings. Crappy people. Why not focus on the good of ourselves and bring forth compassion on those that we may label as crappy individuals, because everybody is holy. Every child that becomes an adult, regardless of how they are as an adult, was once an innocent child. And all we can do is light bringers, light bearers, stars, seeds, whatever you choose to identify as, is bring compassion, bring awareness and remembrance to the bigger picture of things. Even struggling with consistency, having a vision for Wake Up and Smell the Miracles to roll out as a seasonal show, to be excited about an episode and then going on hiatus for a couple months. It happens. there is a grander meaning behind it. And as much as that could be considered a spiritual bypass, at the end of the story, there truly couldn't have been another way to do it. You can think of ways that it could have been better, but that's not what happened. So, I don't know if you've ever been on a walk in a nice little neighborhood and you come across those free book libraries. Perhaps you've skimmed through it, found nothing, kept on walking. Or perhaps there is something there that calls your attention and you grab it. And it is a life-altering book, like The Alchemist, per se, or Bringers of the Dawn, per se. Examples. That is perfect timing. To be on that walk, perhaps that book was meant for you, waiting for you, and it would have gotten to you by any means possible. That is the perfect timing of things. Maybe you've gone to a thrift store and have found exactly what you were looking for, or something you did not even think you were going to find there, but boom, it is the longing for the thing that you've wanted for a long time. Perfect timing. That's not just to give you a gift, that's to give you the capacity to be aware that good things are constantly happening to you, for you, and through you. See, there are three ways to experience happenings. This happened to me, good or bad. This happened for me, good or bad. And life is happening through me. I like the third option. If you can't get to the third option yet, go with the second option. Get a little fender bender. It's happening for you, not to you. Win the lottery. It's happening for you, not to you. And eventually get to the place where you know that you are this vessel of the divine that is here to bring light onto the planet, to bring healing. And life. Everything is happening through you because you're like the screen that projects the image out onto the screen, and source is the image in the background, the film rolling. I don't know if that metaphor tracks, but I feel like the embodiment of life happening through you. You stop worrying about how did I manifest this bad thing? Or how is this for me? Where's the good? Those are all great questions. But it's not sustainable if you want to live in the moment. And if you live from this place of living through, you know, there's only one way to get to hell. And there's only one way to get out of hell. And that's to go through it. Not to stop and wish that you could just poof out. Sure, wish all you want, but keep on walking. Because through is the only way. That is the dark night of the soul. It is the hero and heroine's journey. And regardless of what system we choose to live our life by, there is always a rule that the hero comes back and shares what he's learned. That is what we are here to do. And I truly hope you're in a place to truly receive these messages. To perhaps take a statement, to take an idea, to take a phrase and start sharing it, not just with yourself, but just throwing it out there in the environments that you walk in. Throwing out the positivity at work, just little trickles. You don't have to be this big blasted show or big interruption. You don't even have to smile, but little encouragement, a little magic here and there, little more of your essence infused into your daily activities will ramp up that perfect timing, not just for you, but for others. That feeling of just sharing something that lights up somebody, a complete stranger, is amazing. And the people that are close to us, we or they, may take us or we may take them for granted. And we gotta remember to bring that magic to all our close relationships, our friendships, our intimate relationships, our work relationships. Because the world is starving. I feel like that has never changed. It's been so many years since movements and revolutions and good vibes have existed on the planet. Yet, we, even those on the path and have walked on the path, are still starving. for more healing, more joy, more magic. People are still committing suicide. Why? Is there not enough magic for everybody to share? Or is there not enough awareness of the magic available to us? I know there are conditioning programs that we've been raised on. And that's why the little trickles of positivity, the little trickles of positivity, the little trickles of something different, that opens up more and more gateways for this type of divinity to open up on the planet and to flow through us as vessels, vessels. And isn't that exciting? So I want to see you raise your hand. I want to hear you say, yeah, that's me, when I ask these questions. Have you ever experienced perfect timing? Have you ever had the most absolutely synchronistic encounter with a complete stranger or somebody that you longed to see again because it had been a long time since you visited with them? Have you ever had the perfect arrival where boom, 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 now all these gifts are coming to you, all these presents, all these opportunities? Now, I understand that you may not experience this every single day, 24 hours a day, but in your recent experiences, or any experience ever, have you experienced this perfect timing? And when you have, when you do experience this perfect timing, that perfect song coming on the radio, the perfect song coming up on your shuffle, the perfect phone call, text message, the perfect raise, the perfect food. There's so many aspects of perfect timing that you can tap into and have the ability to focus on. Because as the old saying goes, where energy flows, attention follows, doesn't it? So what are you focusing on? What are you prepared to celebrate for its divine and perfect timing? The cool thing about this stuff is you can begin to create your own affirmations or your own mottos, your own phrases, your own sayings. Like, everything in my life happens in perfect timing. Everything always unfolds in perfect timing. And I love to say that there is no conflict of interest, no conflict of schedules with anything. There are ways you want things to be because it would be more convenient. But the divine has another plan, a perfect plan, as plans can only be manifested as perfect. Whether it's a well-oiled machine or something that is complete chaos, there is juice, there is magic, there are vital nourishment. There is vital nourishment in those experiences. Every experience bears fruit of more magic. And it takes that level of delusion or optimism to reap the benefits or not. As Richard Bandler used to say, those who hesitate, wait. I'm saying there's no good or bad to the choices you make because it's all in perfect timing. And when you practice this awareness, you actually amplify the perfect timing of your life. That's why it's a practice. That's why it's momentum. That's what you're focusing on, the perfect timing and the goodness of it all, however it appears, will amplify to more good in your life, will remove obstacles and challenges and place perfect ones in there that you'll actually be stoked about. You ever get so good at something that you love tackling that challenge because you are 100% a 10 out of 10 in that field? You're not the only 10 out of 10, but when it comes to knowing that field, that thing, you are a 10 out of 10, and that's something to be proud of. And that could only be accomplished with perfect timing. Open your heart creates openings for true connections, joy, and pleasure. Open, optimistically. Open, gently, enthusiastically. You know, when you're thrilled to be fully open, open mind, open heart, open arms, wings spread, flying, or levitating. Surrendered in full reception. Now, can you imagine an eye-to-eye human connection? The type of exaltation that grounds you in a reality worth shifting, taking control of, picking and choosing your preference, blessing all. This, your corner of reality, has jurisdiction over, under, kind souls and gentle hearts. Yes, with influence enough to sway the stubborn ones who twist and toil. Newsflash. You've been summoned to assist the trolls on the path of evolution. Effortlessly engaged in the embrace of the circumstances. The circumstance in front of you is quite entertaining to look at and pick apart. As an observer, as a scientist, the circumstance presented to you, the circumstance being experienced, being of service. Because when you remember that circumstances don't matter, don't manifest, but states of being matter, manifest, you can have fun with the illusion that the circumstance was created out of nowhere, because if you trace the states that got us to the arrival of the circumstance, you will have a hearty laugh, because it's been that simple the whole time. What isn't simple is shifting the state. Emotional intelligence. Perhaps sometimes you just gotta let that phase run its cycle. And if you start to implement a timer on that phase, yeah, I'm gonna feel angry, I'm gonna feel shitty, I'm gonna complain, but I'm only giving me 2 minutes. Who am I calling? Who's my buddy that I can vent to? Let me hit him up. But we got 2 minutes on the timer. I'm gonna go for it, let it rip. Ease the tension, release the anger, the fumes. Begin to speak from a conscious and deliberate state of awareness. Oh, first of all, let me take full responsibility for this circumstance. Let me trace my states. Yup. Okay, I definitely participated in feeling shitty, in creating a circumstance where others felt shitty. And perhaps it's my wound, perhaps it's their wound, but I take full responsibility, and now I find the situation kind of humorous. Because the state that I'm in now is humor. The state that I'm in now is solution. The state that I'm in now is remarkable blessings. And I am so grateful for that. And from there, oh my goodness, you can overcome so many humps so much quicker, but it does take a discipline and an inner circle to be able to act and live this courageously. It's so easy to just hold a grudge, to walk around with a chip on your shoulder. It's so easy to not give it that little extra 5% to overcome, to persevere, to remain a victim for your whole life, or for a phase longer than you would have liked. And that's what I'm trying to bring the point to. We're all going to go through the phases, but how long do you want to stay in that state? Is it benefiting you? Does it benefit you to hold on to this anger, to cringe every time this person comes around? My opinion, I do not think it benefits you for too much longer. What is, that is acceptance, a vital integrity stone. Acceptance, it is what it is. First of all, see it how it is. Second of all, dream it better than it is. And third of all, go out and make it better than it is. But you cannot make it better than it is if you want it to be a different way. Like, is the language confusing? I think it sounds a little confusing. You have to be in full acceptance of what is. I accept it as it is. I know that I can't change what has been up until this point. But from this point of acceptance, I can choose a state of mind, a state of emotion that will draw me closer to the way that I've decided I think would be better. And then boom, sleeves rolled up, pants cuff rolled up, because we're going to get dirty. We're going to get messy. We're going to get worth it to make it how we desire it to be. The making things happen aspect of things goes perfectly with life happening through you. Because there's, I'm going to go make it happen, I'm going to go manifest it. And you do. You're tapping into that third stage that I was talking about, the through. As things were happening for you, and as you keep on walking the path, you are lighting up as a luminous being, a luminous vessel with a luminous aura, where you're really a nexus being between dimensions, able to call forth, whether it's writing, music, acting, whether it's building a home, whether it's construction, whether it's architecture, whether it's being a librarian, whatever it is that you're doing in your life or would like to do, that is your channel. And energy, creativity flows through you. If creativity can flow through you, then I have no doubt that the entirety of life and your life happening to you is happening through you. Because life itself is creativity. So, I think we can all agree that creativity does flow through us every now and then. When we got that muse lighting us up. And that muse could be a person, an emotion, a whatnot this. So if creativity can flow through us, can't life be flowing through us? And can't that be the only option, since life itself is creative? We wouldn't be here without creativity or life. Like, they just go hand in hand. Does that make sense?
Okay. Here's the deal. It's time to interrupt this episode with a short, very short, musical break. Something to contemplate and really bring home this episode around perfect timing. So let me ask you this. When was the last time you did something for the first time? Maybe you're aware of this feeling, this excitement, this awareness that something good and exciting is happening, something new. This newness to life. Moments like this can happen at a coffee shop, can happen at the grocery store, can happen just on the sidewalk. If you stop and look around at how lucky you are to be alive right now, you begin to only see the perfect timing of everything. I mean, some people might think you're delusional, and there ain't nothing wrong with that. Because it's about the weight we put on the balance scales of everything is going my way or nothing is going right today. It's all a choice. And whenever you make a statement like nothing's going right today, you are putting a moment on the entirety of the 24 hours. And I don't think you actually want to do that. So I'm bringing this awareness again, because also, when we do new things happen. Just a tiny shift can bring you to this full awareness of perfect timing happening all the time. So it's not a bad melody to get stuck in your head. When was the last time I did something for the first time? There's a movie called The Girl Next Door. It came out in the mid-2000s, and I remember the trailer very, very vividly. I was a teenager, but I remember the trailer and the scene in the movie that just asks, when was the last time you did something daring? When was the last time you did something new? When was the last time you did something out of your comfort zone? Because I promise you, consciously doing those things will lead you to new adventures. And who doesn't like new adventures, especially if they're titillating, exciting, and just expansive? There's another movie called Garden State. I remember that trailer too. And Natalie Portman and Zach Graff are in that movie. And there's a very famous scene where she just does something weird in a particular spot of the universe. In a room. And she does it because it's never been done in that particular spot, in that particular way, in all of time. Think about that. Is what you're doing today something that's been done over and over again? Like, exactly the same? I believe moments are extremely difficult to duplicate. So when I talk about perfect timing and this energy of feeling great and magical, I'm not talking about replicating something you saw on a show that lit you up. I'm not talking about replicating a past experience wherein things were really super good. No. We're way-showers, and we're granted the ability to be creative enough to create new grooves and moments in the timelines of the universe. And isn't that exciting? When was the last time you did something for the first time? If it's not today, you're probably wrong. You probably have something, you have done something that you're not aware of. That's never been done before, every single day. But if we put a conscious filter over the deal, then boom, you have just consciously become aware that you've done something that's never been done before. And perhaps when you do this, you begin to open the gateways of the goals and dreams that you may have put on the shelf or not even want to look at because the immensity of them just seems way too big. But I'm telling you right now, there is nothing too big that you can't do. If you can dream it, it is possible. If you can imagine it, it's already done in some sort of reality and universe. That's the only reason you're able to imagine it. So why don't you bring that focus back into your heart? Maybe that new thing you do today is remove the limitations you had put on a particular thing. There are no such thing as pipe dreams. Those are just two words put together. Anything is possible at any given time. Isn't that right? Isn't that correct? And isn't that the truth? Because it cannot be proven otherwise. Nothing can be proven to finite status. Now that's something to contemplate. That's something to think about. Now, all of a sudden, I would like to create a t-shirt that says, "You wouldn't be here if it wasn't for that creative spark within you." Something like that. Maybe that's a little bit wordy. But the point being is that the only reason you're still alive is because of your creative spark. The life that is living you, moving you, inspiring you. So if you ever get depressed again, if you ever get down or even frustrated into the realms of anger, if you can, tap your heart 3 times with your fingers. Boom, boom, boom. And remember that there is a creative spark within you that beckons your destiny forth. Destiny, purpose, a mission. That's just being alive today. deciding, whether you decided yesterday or you'll decide in 30 minutes from now, deciding that you're doing something, anything, a commitment decision, a choice. Deciding that it's okay to take a full day off, to turn off the phone, to not turn on the TV, to just go on long walks to nurture yourself for a day out of the week. You are so important. You are extremely valuable. You are needed. Your voice is needed. Your actions are needed. Your presence is demanded. Emotionally, physically, financially, mentally, all of you is being called forth onto the world stage of your life. Don't worry about the political world stage. Don't worry about the entertainment world stage. I'm talking about the world stage that is your life. The quality that the world stage of your life inhabits, generates, is immense, my friend. And I know life will try to fog us up with all kinds of other routes and rabbit holes that we can go down. This is your reminder of how crucial you are, how magical you are, and may I say, how miraculous you are. You wouldn't be able to hear these words, you wouldn't be able to understand the way that I am speaking if this wasn't true. You wouldn't have gotten this far. So I am giving you a standing ovation. A standing ovation. I am clapping and cheering for you, and maybe you don't hear it in the background because I don't want it to mess with the microphone, but please know that I am celebrating your life. Nothing is by accident. We've been talking about perfect timing, synchronicity, the puzzle pieces fitting together, all these random puzzle pieces in a box being thrown on the ground, trying to sort them out. That's the story of life that we've been told. But what if you get a few pieces that, you know, not the whole box, but just there's a few pieces right there. Hey, they look like they might fit together, and they do. Cool. And you just trust that that's the way that it is now. You're going to keep getting pieces and nothing is out of sort. Maybe some garbage will get into your realm, but if you have the audacity to proclaim that nothing that is not intended for me enters my world, and if it does, it exits promptly. If you have that audacity, then you'll be fine, and you'll be able to see more and more evidence of how everything is working in your favor. The world and universe is going out of its way to make sure that the puzzle pieces fit so perfectly together that you don't miss it anymore. Because perhaps it's a paradigm shift, perhaps it's a perspective shift, perhaps it's a vantage point. But perhaps the truth is that it's always been this way, and our human focus has been on the other way. And now you're at a cross point where you get to decide, yes, this is the path that I desire, that I live, that I know is true. And that's perfect timing, no matter what. That's all the synchronicity that I experience in my health, wealth, love, and self-expression throughout my day. So let's take that bridge. Let's take that bridge to self-expression. I believe that health is your biggest leverage in the square of life. Health, wealth, love, and self-expression. Second to that is self-expression. And the reason I don't make self-expression number one is because you need to feel good in your body to fully self-express. If you're feeling stifled in any area of your health, you're not going to show up fully self-expressed. And if you try with full enthusiasm, you might come off as a little off. And that's okay, because we're fully dynamic human beings, multidimensional. Nobody is the same all of the time. We play the levels here. We make you feel the emotions here because we're not on one note, one pace. There's no monotone activity going on over here. So, when you realize that self-expression can feed your health, because if you step into your self-expression and you're being more of yourself and you feel really good, that's going to feed into how you feel in your body, right? And perhaps you can then take that energy of the healthy goodness and start some new habits and stuff like that. But usually, you know, it's like a bump and then you stop. So, as we come to self-expression, I want to point something out. The more free you feel in yourself, in your beliefs, and how you show up, how you bring joy to people's lives, the more you know you're not thinking about what other people are thinking. Because you've already worked it out to be the best in the room. Humbly. Somebody else, please step up. I don't want to be the best in the room. So until they arrive, you are the best in the room. Energetically, your intentions are clear and pure. There's no sneaky behavior going on. And as you're fully self-expressed, synchronicity, perfect timing, gifts, blessings, all the good that the universe can throw your way happens a little bit more effortlessly, happens with a little bit more pizzazz in perhaps very obvious ways. So the next time you're taking a walk, I want you to just do your thing. Perhaps don't even think about this podcast unless you're listening to it while on the walk. Well, high five for that. Look around. Be observant. Is there a note on the ground that randomly, quote unquote, randomly says it's going to be okay? Or perhaps you're on this walk, or you're out and about and you're just paying attention and being observant, and you see a random bracelet. The type of bracelet that people go to clubs with, that they make at home, have random sayings on it. And you may be having a particular hard day that day. It may feel like everything is turning and toiling and looking like it's falling apart, and you feel the stress and immensity of that. This chaos. You're on this walk and you find this bracelet and it says, love, chaos. Now, I know it sounds like a hypothetical, but me and my wife experience that all the time on our walks. Walking helps immensely to remember who we are. We are self-expressed as we move our bodies through this land, absorbing the oxygen, communing with the animals, the birds, and the beautiful cats everywhere. So from a personal experience of feeling the chaos of life to remembering that, hey, your higher self, God, the universe, whatever higher power you decide to believe in, they've got this. So why don't you grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change? The courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the mother-loving difference. That's the beauty of these practices, these reminders. It is forgetting that we have the resources within us, freaking out about this illusion of chaos and turmoil and whatnot and what this. It's about being able to remember that it's okay to surrender. There's a lot on the line as we grow and evolve and expand. Expand beyond who we've been before. And I'm telling you now, it's gonna be okay. You're gonna forget things, but you're gonna remember. If you heed these words, you're surrounded by remarkable individuals that have your back, that are looking out for you. In the physical, in the non-physical, you have an entire team just making sure everything works out just right. The ingredients have to be just as they appear when you're experiencing your life as it unfolds. And what a ride. What a magical journey to be on. I want to thank you so much for stopping by, tuning in at perhaps, may I say it, perfect timing. I thank you for allowing me to deliver these words, to be the vessel, to be the scribe, to be the poet, the artist, the person speaking to you right now. I thank you with all my heart, and I look forward to our next encounter on the Wake Up and Smell the Miracles podcast. That concludes this special episode on Perfect Timing at the Wake Up and Smell the Miracles podcast, reminding you that a miracle is not an exception to the rule. It is the natural order of things. When miracles don't happen, that's the exception. Allow yourself to begin to realize that you are miraculous. You are magical. Nothing is too good to be true. Nothing. Zero. Zip. It's all true, and it's all for you. I am your grateful host, Jonathan Navi, and I'll catch you on the next episode on the Wake Up and Smell the Miracles podcast.